My first encounter with dating apps, the excitement, the confusion, and the overwhelming choice of people and options. They say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. So, in the spirit of embracing sanity, or something that vaguely resembled it, I decided to stop waiting for fate to drop a lovely, emotionally available woman into my lap at the supermarket and proceeded to download my first dating app. It started innocently enough. I'd heard about swiping like it was the new universal language of love. Just swipe right if you like her, they said. Easy, right? Until the app opened, and I was suddenly staring at a photo of a woman holding a goat. A real goat, in her arms, smiling like this was just a typical Sunday. That's when I realized I had no idea what I was doing. I was immediately bombarded by a digital buffet of potential partners, yoga instructors, spiritual healers, corporate executives, women with six-pack abs, and women with six cats. Some bios read like CVs, others like riddles. One simply said, "Don't waste my time." I respected the directness, but also felt like I was being yelled at by a stranger. Another woman proudly announced she was fluent in sarcasm and wine, which sounded appealing, until I realized I might need subtitles and a stronger liver to keep up. The profile set up alone was its own odyssey. What pictures do I use? Do I include the one from a friend's wedding where I look mildly stunned but am wearing a suit? Should I hold a dog to appear sensitive and adoptable? Do I admit I enjoy reading, or does that make me sound like I'm trying too hard to seem deep? And the bio. Oh, the bio. "Say something clever," the app encouraged. I stared at the blinking cursor like it was a pop quiz. What exactly do you say to stand out in a sea of men all claiming to love travel and live life to the fullest? I wrote, deleted, rewrote, deleted again. Eventually, I settled on something honest but not too heavy, funny but not trying too hard. Okay, trying just hard enough. Then came the swiping. At first, it felt exciting, like virtual window shopping, but for human connection. Swipe left, swipe right, swipe left. Damn it, I think I just rejected someone mid-sneeze. There were so many choices, I started to get picky. Too filtered, too vague, too many group photos, too many sunglasses in every photo. Are we dating or auditioning for The Matrix? Then came the truly baffling discoveries. There was the woman whose entire profile consisted of one blurry photo taken at what looked like a Renaissance fair, holding a turkey leg and giving the camera a look that could only be described as medieval disapproval. Another listed her hobbies as manifesting, moon charging, and hexing my exes. I matched with her out of curiosity and then spent 3 days paranoid that my phone would start smoking. One profile was literally just, "Yes." That was it. One word, no photos, no age, no location, just, "Yes." I respected the confidence, but I had no idea what I was supposed to say to that. No? Then there were the minimalist masterpieces. A name, an age, maybe a single photo that looked like it had been taken on a flip phone in 2006. One woman's entire profile read, "I'm here, that's all you get." Fair enough, I suppose, but it didn't exactly scream, "Let's build a life together." But in between the cryptic bios and the weirdly aggressive "don't message me unless" profiles, I found something surprising. Real people. Open, honest, funny people. Women who wrote things like, "I'm not perfect, I'm just trying to find someone who can laugh through the mess with me." Or, "I've got a big heart, a loud laugh, and a tendency to adopt plants I don't know how to take care of." Profiles that didn't feel like CVs or dating strategy pitches, just glimpses into actual lived lives. It was like stumbling upon a hidden oasis of sincerity